appreciate the beautiful song. Wasn't it good to look up there in the choir this morning and see all those young people up there singing? Let's keep them in our prayers. I'd like to share a scripture reading with you today from the third chapter of 2 Timothy. And I'd like to read the 17 verses that make up this chapter for a reading lesson today. If you'd like to read with me, turn to 2 Timothy 3, and we'll begin reading together there with the first verse. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works. And that's reading the entire third chapter of 2 Timothy for a scripture reading. I want to speak today about the importance of knowing the scriptures. The importance of knowing the scriptures. And I want to say in the beginning that's something that all of us as God's people ought to diligently strive to know as much as we can about God's word. It's very important that we spend time and effort learning all that we can. What a wonderful book, isn't it? I mean, there's just nothing else like it. And this ought to be more important to you and I as God's people. This ought to be more important to us than any novel. It ought to be more important to us than any fiction. More important than any thing else that anybody could write about. It ought to be more important to us than entertainment. It ought to be more important to us than watching television. You know, what we can learn from God's Word ought to supersede all of those things. And the Apostle Paul here told Timothy in this writing to him, he mentioned the fact that Timothy, from a child, from the time that he was a child, had known the Holy Scriptures. And those Scriptures were able to give him wisdom concerning the fact that salvation comes by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he went on and he spoke about the Scriptures being given by God's inspiration, the Scriptures being profitable to us in many different ways, being profitable to us for doctrine and for reproof and for correction and for instruction in righteousness. And certainly we ought to give great consideration to the fact that God has given us His written Word. His written Word. And let's think about that for a little while this morning and think about the things that we find, some of the things that we find in the Word of God, the way that having a knowledge of God's Word is able to help us. And I believe that I had said this here before, but several years ago, Nelson came out with a publication of the Bible, and it was called the Open Bible. And, you know, there's all different types of publications. There's the, you know, B.B. Kirkbride did the Thompson Chain Reference Bible, and there's just been all different types of you know, Bibles published. But I remember when I first saw that and I thought, the Open Bible. Well, that's the best kind, isn't it? I mean, that's what every Bible ought to be, open. It ought to be used. It doesn't help us much if we just use it to lay on the shelf as a weight. It doesn't help us if we just use it to weight down papers. If we never open it up and look at it, it's not very beneficial to us, is it? And so the Apostle Paul, in writing to Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, he said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now I understand that that was written to a preacher, and certainly that's very applicable to preachers. I mean, certainly if you're going to stand before people and preach, you certainly better study the Word of God and know what you're talking about. But I believe that that applies to all of us as God's people, that we ought to all study diligently the Word of the Lord. Listen, when the man of God stands before you and preaches to you and says, this is the Word of the Lord, I believe the congregation needs to have enough knowledge of God's Word to know if you're being told the truth. And so we find an example of that in the 17th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. And I want to share some with you about what happened there. The Apostle Paul and Silas, during Paul's missionary journeys, they had preached, and there had been an uproar by the things that they had preached because some of the Jews that did not believe what they preached started an uproar, and so Paul and Silas were escorted by the brethren out of that city, and they came to Thessalonica. And it speaks about that in Acts chapter 17, in verses 10 and 11. It says, "And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night into Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so." And so after that, as I said, after that they had left Thessalonica, and the word that was preached there didn't benefit many of those people because they just did not want to believe it. And so when they preached the word and reasoned out of the same scriptures with the people there in Berea, they were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and they received it with readiness of mind, but they did not just take what was being said, they studied it for themselves. Now, I'm going to say this, and we all know that this has happened in times past, but when the ministry, when those that stand before people and minister to them things in the Word of God and preach to them things concerning the Word of God, if they don't want the people to have the Scriptures in their own hands, it's usually because there's something they're trying to cover up. I want you to take the things that I would preach, and I believe that anybody that's interested in the truth, and I don't believe that this would have been offensive, even though that he was an apostle. These people there in Berea had the apostle Paul delivering the word of God to them, and still they searched the scriptures daily to see whether or not those things that they were being told were the truth. That is noble, isn't it? That is a noble thing to do, and it's a very wise thing to do. So, I want you to think about what those people there did, and I want to ask the question, are we like the people of Berea? Does the Word of God, do the Scriptures have a place in our life from day to day? Is it a daily thing with us? You know, it ought to be. It ought to be something that we do on a daily basis. We ought to search the Word of God. But I'm afraid that we have allowed the things that the devil has ushered in. I believe that we have allowed things that entertain us to distract us from the Word of God, and we just really don't spend the time involved in His Word like we should. I'll tell you what, lack of study leads to ignorance. Does it not? And I believe that that's true in all aspects of life. What does a student have to do, no matter what the subject matter is, what does a student have to do in order to learn things? They have to spend the time and the effort. Anybody that's ever been a teacher, what is it that you're trying to do? You're trying to get those students to spend the time studying and learning how that they might be able to learn for themselves. And these things don't just come to us unless we do that. And so we need to spend time on a daily basis with the Word of God that we might know the Scriptures. You know, listen, there are things that we can be told, and I think that we all know that this is true. There are things that we can be told. sometimes people, sometimes preachers, sometimes people, even with the best of intentions, will tell you that there's something in the Bible that's not there. You ever heard somebody say, well, the Bible says this or the Bible says that, and then you become curious about it and you get your concordance out and you begin to search and you begin to study and you realize, well, that's not in the Bible. Somebody told me something was in the Bible and it's not in the Bible. I remember there was something that I had several years back. There was something I had in my mind and I just knew. I just knew that it was in the Bible. I just knew that I had read this in the Scriptures, and I looked for it, and I looked for it. I had a thought on my mind that came back to my mind, and I wanted to use that, and I looked, and I looked, and I looked, and I just could not find it anywhere. Puzzled. I thought, well, I just know that I read that in the Bible. Couldn't find it. One day I was reading the Church Covenant. There it was. It's easy to get confused, isn't it? It's easy to confuse ourselves. It's easy to hear things. And listen, if we don't search the Scriptures, because oftentimes somebody can say something and say, well, the Bible says this, and it really makes sense, and so it's easy for us to take it for granted that it's in there, and then you know what we'll do? The next thing we know, we'll be telling somebody else, well, the Bible says something that it does not say. And so we need to study the Scriptures. It ought to be enjoyable to us, shouldn't it? I mean, God, think about it. God gave us His Word. These things are not just the ideas of men. This is the Word of the Lord. As the Apostle Paul said here, it's given by the inspiration of God. God inspired, as the Apostle Peter told us, these holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost to pen these things down. And when we are reading and studying the Scriptures, we are reading and studying something that was written and authored by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. It's His Word. What else in the world, what other document can you say that about? Listen, to just say, well, preacher, I know that's right. To just say, I know that that's something that we ought to do. I know that we ought to have a knowledge of the Scriptures. I know that, you know, that I ought to study God's Word, but I just can't understand it. That's no excuse, because God gave the remedy for that. I mean, listen, there's, I believe, for all of us, because God's Word is spiritual, and it must be discerned spiritually. And so because of our struggle with the flesh, I believe that we all have problems from time to time understanding the Scriptures. There are things in there, no doubt, for everybody that are hard to understand. But God gave us the remedy, and He inspired James to write what it was. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. If you are struggling to understand, if you say, I just can't understand this, it's too complicated for me, it's too far above me, I would like to read it, I would like to study it, but I cannot understand it. My advice to you is just take what James said there and get down on your knees before Almighty God and pray that he will open up your understanding and show you his truth. And boy, I'll tell you what, when he does, isn't that awesome? I mean, when the Holy Spirit moves upon you and helps you to understand his word, what an experience that is. There's nothing else that's ever been written that's like God's word. David said in the 119th Psalm in verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Are you using it for that? Isn't it great when the trials of life come upon us, when things challenge us and there are things that we're struggling with, things that we just can't seem to get past, times that we realize that we know that we're not sufficient for the trial. We need help. Isn't it good to reflect to what is written in the 23rd Psalm? The Lord is my shepherd. How about the 46th Psalm? God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. I'll tell you what, it would benefit all of us to take scriptures like that and to commit them to our memory that we might know in any given moment, at any given trial, that we might know, well, this is what God's word tells us. This is how we are to handle this. You know that we are to live our lives according to God's word? Boy, y'all are quiet. We are to live our lives according to the word of the Lord. Well, how can we do that if we don't know it? How can we do it if we don't know what the word of God says? I want you to think about what Paul was saying here to Timothy. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Well, you know, in the day and age that we live in, evil men and seducers wax worse and worse. And there are more people all the time that misuse the word of God. There are more people all the time that take the scriptures and they do not rightly divide the word of truth, and they mislead people. Oftentimes, they mislead people about the most important thing. They mislead people about what it means to truly be saved, what a person has to do in order to really be saved and have a home in heaven when this life is over. They mislead people about what it means to repent, about what it means to trust in the Lord. But I'll tell you what, listen, as God's children, as those who are saved, we are to know the truth. We are to know God's word to the extent that we will not be deceived and led about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight and cunning of men. Jesus, I believe, gave us the greatest example. Last week, I preached about the devil and the things that he tries to do in our lives and the way that he tries to lead us astray, the way that he tempts us And you know, I believe that we all have experienced that as God's people. And we know that He comes to us and He tells us things. The devil comes to us and he lies about things. But he will disguise those lies because he's so crafty and he's so cunning. He will disguise those lies. And what was it that he did with Jesus when he took Jesus up into that mountain and tempted him? Did not the devil use some scripture? He told Jesus, he said, why don't you cast yourself down? Because it's written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. The devil is telling Jesus, why don't you just throw yourself down from here? Because the Bible says, the scriptures say, that God will send his angels to protect you. I'll tell you what I believe, friends. I believe that too often the people of God buy into the devil's lies because they don't know the scriptures. They don't know the scriptures. So the Lord's response to that was, but it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And you see, when the devil is coming at us, and when the devil is trying to deceive us, and the devil is lying to us, if we're going to come out of that unscathed, we need to know the truth of the Word of God that we might successfully win the battle. We need, you know, one of the weapons, one of the pieces of armor that Paul spoke about in the 6th chapter of Ephesians when he told them to put on the whole armor of God that they might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. One of those pieces of armor is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Somebody told me one time, not making fun of anybody at all, but somebody told me one time, said they were telling me about their morning service. And they said, sure heard a good sermon today. And I said, what about? I can't remember, but I know it was good. Well, you know, we need to strive. I mean, I know it's difficult. I know that, I know that our memory sometimes doesn't serve us well. But, you know, we need to put forth a diligent effort to remember the things that we are being told. And we need to put forth a diligent effort to remember the things that are said in the Scriptures, that we might pull them up, that we might have them, that we might make our defense when the devil tempts us. I'll tell you what, if you don't know the Scriptures, if you don't know the Word of God, it's not that difficult for the devil to convince you of a lie. Many people have fallen into that trap. And so it's important that we know the Scriptures. It's important that we spend time with the Word of God. Whatever you have to, whatever a person has to cut out of their life in order to free up your time that you might spend it with God's Word, let me say this, it's worth it. It's worth it. If you got to get rid of something, TV's 90% trash anyway, isn't it? If you got to get rid of something in order to spend time with God's Word, get rid of it. Get rid of it. I want to, before I finish, I want you to think about something that the Sadducees tried to do to Jesus. They came to him. They didn't believe in the resurrection anyway. But they came to Jesus and they said, Lord, there was a man that died, and him and his wife didn't have any children. And he died, and the law of Moses says that his brother ought to take her to be his wife, that she might, you know, that they might raise seed up to his brother. And then he died, and then the third brother took her to wife and died, and so on and so forth. And they went through this with him until they got to seven, the seventh brother, and said, he died also, and she hadn't had any children with any of them. And they said, now, in the resurrection, Jesus, whose wife is she going to be? And you know what the Lord told them? He said, you do err. Why? Because you don't know the Scriptures. You do err not knowing the Scriptures. There's not going to be any marriage in the resurrection because we'll be as the angels in that way. And so I know that we all today, we have people that try to do the same thing to us that the Sadducees tried to do to Jesus. People that, listen, really, their interest is not so much in the Word of God, but they would love to just trip somebody up if they can. And we're an easy target if we don't know the Word of God. And so my encouragement today to us, to all of us, is that we might spend time in study, that we might spend time that we might know the Word of the Lord. And whatever that you have to do, listen, if you've got to write it down, 10 times, and whatever that you have to do to get it to stick, do it. Do it. Because, you know, we don't all learn exactly the same. But I know that God can help us all. He can help us all that we might have a good understanding of the Word of God, that we might represent Him, that we might represent His truth. Listen, we can't go out there and uphold the truth of God's Word unless we know it. It's important that we, like Timothy, that we know the Holy Scriptures, that we know the instructions that God has given to us, that we might use them to better equip us to be His servants. So that's my encouragement to us today, that we study to show ourselves approved unto God. I appreciate your attention, and you pray for me, and I'll pray for you, that we might be ever learning the things of the Lord. Brother Strode, do you have a song?